This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter 1273. Baruch Hashem, the fifth gift of Kislev, Tov Shuv Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. This is peace and blessing. In a timely manner, I got your letter dated the end of Tishrei, and I was very enjoyed to read in it that you participate in the public classes of Shiurim of Torah in your shul, and that is the study of Mishnayos and a chapter of the Tanya. For sure you've heard the expression of the Rebbe Maharash, that's the fourth Lubavitch Rebbe, Nishma Seidin. Many times was repeated by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles here. And he said like this, in Yiddish, Tzigut is good. Tzigut is good, is besser, nish besser. Whether if good is good, so better is not better. I mean, so if good may be good, but better is even better. And therefore, the Rebbe says, I'm coming with my suggestion that you should take upon yourself a shiur in learning the Gemara. And certainly you know the saying of the Rebbe Maharash that everyone needs to learn every day Torah, the written Torah with Rashi, which is, in it is the separation, the pieces from the Midrashim of our sages, blessed memory, and Ne'um Hashem, the Torah Shebal Peh, and the words of Hashem, which is the speech of Hashem, which is the oral Torah, as it says in the laws of Talmud Torah and the Geres HaKodesh, that everybody should at least learn one tractate of Talmud in the year. And for sure, you have in your community the booklet that was printed for the 24th day of Tevis, Tavshin Yud Aleph. Look in the end of that booklet over there. It's also fitting that every week and week you should learn some Maimorim, Drushim, from the Hasidic, etc., from the Hasidic portion, which is in the winter months in the Torah Or, the book Torah Or, and in the summer months in the Kute Torah, from the Drushim of the weekly portion. And it's known everywhere that the our sages tell us that the Torah becomes a vehicle to draw down and the receiving of all the blessings both physically and spiritually. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing.